Our next report comes from Barnum, and Maya, Brandon, and Michael are our reporters.
Second graders saw two swans and an eagle flying over the playground during recess on Tuesday. Chickadees and nuthatches have been visiting our window feeders more often. We saw robins on the hill outside of our classroom on Thursday morning. Many students have been smelling skunks on the way to and from school. Joan saw a lone willow with catkins last weekend near Cromwell.
Morning, Maya observed a gray squirrel with black fur at her house. The melting snow has revealed a lot of deer scat in the schoolyard. The melting snow also revealed an impressive tunnel network full of eaten acorns. The class found many pine cones that had been eaten by squirrels.
In the schoolyard, we found the lower half of a cottontail rabbit's leg. The ravens and crows seemed to be having a good time flying around the schoolyard. Michael had success using his crow call to talk with the crows. They answered when he called. The seasonal creek on the edge of the school property now has running water in it. Last Friday, it was still completely frozen.
This is Maya, Brandon, Michael, signing off from Barnum Elementary School, where we're seeking to make sense of our natural surroundings with our senses.
Wow.
Pretty good. Their first
How
report.
How nice is that? Yeah, Barnum. Those are second graders.
Wow.
And that is, they did a fantastic job. They had lots of good observations there. You know, phenology, a lot of times people say, well, I saw a deer. And that's fine. You know, you saw a deer. That's good. Worth noting. But what was changing about seeing that deer? Is that deer suddenly out eating grass that's exposed along the edges of the roadsides? Is it growing antlers? Is it losing antlers? Is it changing color? It's about noticing the changes that are taking place. And these kids really had a bunch of notes in there about changes that were taking place. They'd seen skunks and willow catkins. And I love the line about the trails under the snow that were littered with eaten acorns. So lots of things going on, and the kids in Barnum are getting tuned in. Al, thanks. You're doing a great job with the kids down there. And, you know, I hope that you'll be able to continue sending us reports, perhaps after the schools resume, or maybe you'll be able to find a way to send some reports along even with schools out of session. We're anxious to hear from you.